Instant illumination. How about that?
We're doing instant illuminations all over the place, aren't we? In order to speak short on any subject, think long. In order to speak short on any subject, think long. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination. Now remember, if you are a public speaker and you're going to give a 5-minute talk, you cogitate that talk for several days or weeks. If you're going to give a 20-minute talk, you can maybe do it in about a week. If you're going to give an hour talk, you can take about 2 or 3 minutes before you stand up there and gather your thoughts together and then let her fly and just let her go, because you can be disorganized. You can finally get to the point. But in order to speak short on any subject, you have to think long. Now, what is your purpose or program in life? What is your purpose or what is your program in life? You say, oh my God, you know, well, don't you know what your purpose or program in life is? Be myself and have fun. You know, what's your purpose in life? That all is in divine order. Mm-hmm. All is wonderful. Well, would you elaborate on that? Well, why? I just told you everything. What do you want me to elaborate on there? You see, now the elaboration is where you're thinking short. When you think long, you have solidified your concepts of what you believe, and you made them yours, and if anybody comes up to you and says, what do you believe? You say, I believe I'm wonderful. I believe that I'm here to have fun and be myself. That's very irrational, and that's very irresponsible to be yourself and have fun. Who can say such silly things like that? Well, for one thing, Jesus said it. He did. He said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Oh, cool. Oh, well, did he mean that? Be yourself and have fun? Well, if I'm not myself, you know, and if I'm not having fun doing whatever I'm doing, why am I bothering? You know? I'm not here to please anybody else. I'm here to please myself. And you know what happens when I please myself? I please everybody. When I go around with a smile on my face, everybody's got a smile. When I go around with a happy heart, everybody's got a happy heart. When I go around thinking that the world is good and very good, the world is good and very good. Who was the first person to say that?
I.
That's good. And the Bible says that. And was God a person? Well, God said, and everything is good and very good. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Everything he created was good and very good. Now, can we say less than that? Ellen, or Edith Mary, what do you tell people where God is?
God is within me and you, and there is no spot where God is not.
Edith Mary says, and I quote, there is no spot where God is not. What an interesting statement. There is no spot where God is not. So, is God in me? You bet. Is God in you?
Yes.
You bet. Now, Ellen.
Yes.
Are you part of God?
No. I'm all of God.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you added that. I'm all of God. Now, if you're all of God, why are you expressing in this apparently limiting attitude that you have?
Limiting?
If you don't know the answer, just say, I am all.
I am all.
Okay, thank you. Now, why is she expressing in this apparently limiting attitude? Stop and think about it. She's expressing in this apparently limiting attitude because we see her that way. She is not limiting in any way. She is fantastic in every way. She's fulfilled in every way. She's magnificent in every way. But we are limited. Whoever sees her. Now, I see Ellen, Miss Fantastic. I see her Miss Glorious. I see her not missed in any way. And that's good. But you see, if I look at her and I see her with a cold, or I see her short of cash, or I see her without friends, that's a reflection of me. And that's what it says here, too. In order to speak short on any subject, think long. Where is your perfection, Ellen?
Inside.
Where is my perfection?
Inside.
How can I find my perfection outside if my perfection is inside?
You find it inside.
And when I find it inside, I find that I am the allness too, right?
Right.
And if I am the allness, then what's left?
Nothing.
Okay. That's great. You're fantastic. In order to speak short on any subject, think long. Ingeborg, do you think long?
Yes.
You speak short?
Yes.
I would say that is 100% true. Now, Sylvia, do you think long?
No.
You think short?
Yes.
That's interesting. In order to speak short on any subject, you have to think long. Now, Sylvia, what is the most important subject that you think about?
Being myself and having fun.
Well, that's very good. That's kind
very
of
short.
That it is. That's very, very. But you think long about it.
No.
Yes, you do.
You think
about it all the time, don't you?
No, I do it all the time.
Well, do it and think it. Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you. Have a lovely evening. I love you. I love you. I love you.